Here we are going to continue the hour by talking about blood donation. The month of January is National Blood Donor Month, and the American Red Cross is getting the word out about the ongoing need, still recovering from the pandemic, and the need is always great all the time. A lot of blood drives around the area and a lot of opportunities for folks to give, and your donation is as important now as ever. We're joined here in the studio by Garrett Reed, who's the regional CEO for the American Red Cross. RedCrossBlood.org is the website if you want to find out more. Garrett, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me today, Aaron. I appreciate it.
So, Blood Donor Month.
Yes.
Tell us about it. What does it entail?
So, it's super important. January is a great month for Blood Donor Month to be because a lot of us are making New Year's resolutions. I know myself, I'm working on some weight loss. I got a couple of things I'm trying to do at my home. And so, this is a great opportunity for people to be able to make a life-saving change at the very beginning of the year and be able to impact our local community. So, one of the things we see and primarily in January is we're coming off of a heavy holiday season. I don't know about you, but I was quite busy this holiday.
Yep.
And so we find that a lot of our donors are as well. And so we see that donations typically dip during that holiday season. And so being able to start strong in the beginning of January as we begin to work with our hospitals for elective surgeries, as well as any traumas that may occur during regular business hours and things of that nature, we want to make sure that we're there to support that within our community. So one of the things that I definitely encourage people to do is make a New Year's resolution to roll up your sleeve and go donate. The average donor can donate up to 6 times a year. So it's a great way to be able to give back and help save a life.
Awesome. What can you tell us about the need right now?
Right. So the need right now is actually we are in a strong position. So we did not have a real heavy ice and winter storm season across the country. Typically what will happen here with us North Carolinians is we typically don't get hit too hard by winter weather. Mm-hmm. And so what will happen is we may collect blood in this area and then end up supporting areas across the country. That's a great thing, I think, as a Tar Heel that we can think about is that we're able to help support not only ourselves but other parts of the country. But right now, we have seen a really good collections over the month of December into January. However, we are very much focused on two specific unit types. It's not enough just to have a lot of blood. We need to have the right types of blood for our patients in our hospitals. So our O donors, O neg and O pos, we will always need those donors. It is the first thing that our doctors reach for trauma and things of that nature. In addition to that, we are also looking for Black and African American donors to be able to make sure that we are meeting the sickle cell needs of our patients here at our local hospitals, specifically at UNC, Wake, and Duke.
Speaking with Garrett Reed, American Red Cross Regional CEO, RedCrossBlood.org is the website. You can go there and find out more about the process of donation and upcoming events. This is National Blood Donor Month in January. So what events are coming up that folks should know about?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of really great events. I will say if you're able to make it to any of the local Chapel Hill locations where we are closely, we have blood drives on the 16th, 17th, 18th. So a really great run there. We have drives at UNC. We have drives with the Delta Sigma Theta.
This is all on the website,
chapter.
Too, right?
It is, absolutely. Yep. So RedCrossBlood.org. I love that website because you can just put in your zip code, and then you can be able to find drives that are close to you. We're also running at Mount Carmel Baptist Church on the 28th, and in the Hillsboro area, Churton Grove, as well as UNC Hospital, will be running on the 21st and the 31st. But again, we have regular fixed-site donations, and as many of us are traveling across the state, we are having collecting about 5,000 drives a year. So the odds of you being able to find a drive that is convenient and works with you and your schedule is a very high one.
First-time donors, what should they know about the process of donating?
Great question. Get this all the time. First-time donors, we love them. You do not need to know your blood type. We want you to come in. We want you to feel healthy and well, so no sniffles. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Don't skip meals. This is not a medical procedure in the traditional sense. Make sure you're eating your full breakfast, eating your lunch. Come on in, and we're going to be able to have a phlebotomy team that is elite and exceptional. It is one of the best customer service teams in the United States for any blood collection agency. So you're going to have a great experience. My team will work directly with you. And then you will receive a notification a few weeks after your donation, letting you know your blood type, interesting things about your blood type. Are you a rare match for a rare donor? And we'll educate you on that. And then every person that comes in and donates, we are screening their blood, across a gamut of things. You're in a way getting a little bit of a mini health physical as well, which is great.
Speaking with Garrett Reed, American Red Cross. Again, redcrossblood.org is the website. Go there and find out more about the Red Cross, the need for blood donations, and upcoming events and blood drives in our community and wherever you happen to be. As we start to wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the need for blood or the process of giving?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for me is education and the motivation of why. One of the things for me that I have found is that thinking about just cancer, I've had cancer impact my family quite a few times. 25% of every unit that we collect is going to cancer patients. Mm-hmm. So I know that our listeners probably can think of several people in their life or in their network that have dealt with that. So I think that's really important. That is a major part of what we're using our blood products for. Also, 1 in 7 patients that are going into the hospital are going to receive a blood transfusion, and yet only 3% of the U.S. population donates blood. So we see a high need for blood on a regular basis, and we always want to make sure our shelves are filled so that when donors come in, we have those units available for them.
RedCrossBlood.org is the website. Go there and find out more. You can type in your zip code or location, get a full list of upcoming blood drives. You can find one that's close to you. Perfect time to start if you haven't already gotten into the habit. Make it your New Year's resolution, because January is Blood Donor Month. Garrett Reed, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.